Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and I am completing in my flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I was made a servant, according to the stewardship of God which was given me toward you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden for ages and generations. But now it has been revealed to his saints, to them God was pleased to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the non-Jews, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ Jesus, for which I also labor, struggling according to his power, which works in me mightily. Chapter 2. For I desire to have you know how greatly I struggle for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and gaining all riches of the full assurance of understanding, that they may know the mystery of God, namely, Christ, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden. Now I say this so that no one will deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and seeing your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.